Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Yo, yesterday we did say we're going to make this our first things first. Floyd Shivambu. Yesterday goes on Twitter, or on X now it's called, and he posts that there's a presser he's going to have today at 11 o'clock, right?
At some midday.
Boutique hotel at around midday. And then, hold on. Now, this thing looks like a screenshot of a Word file that was saved as a PDF, where the font of the address is not matching. You know, the font was similar to him in the MK party. It's like this huge, big font. Everything else was just small. And then he deletes that. It didn't have any colors, no letterhead whatsoever. And then he posts something that looks a bit professional.
A bit
professional, but in a typical MK style, you know, it's got these MK colors, and then he doesn't think we see the MK logo. Almost camouflaging into the picture of him on a podium, and it says he's got a presser. Now, IOL then says that this presser is him. They tweeted this. End of the road for Floyd. Floyd Shivambu said to announce his resignation, and then in that passage they say it's media, we have a good authority, this is independent media, IOL, that the former EFF deputy president will announce the formation of his own political movement. This is IOL. I don't know. You will decide if they're credible or not. But what I want to decide is, Floyd made his first move, politically, a huge one, by leaving the EFF. Turned out to be a disaster. A lot of people saw it coming, like, yo, bro, you're joining a family business, you're leaving something you started. And then he was SG, removed from being SG. We were told he was going to parliament, but his name did not appear in the parliamentary list. Kamulong Kiel has been doing interviews with Sizwempo for a while. She didn't mention his name, but he said the guy was very arrogant. You're given power by an innocent man. You are arrogant. Zuma now, June 16, made a speech talking about how...
Asigneng.
There's been 7 of you here.
Yeah.
You are not the only one. You're
not
going to hold on to power. The writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
His role at the MK is done. MK may not maybe experiment. Zuma did say, ask Oshani, because we don't want to humiliate people. But he's not going to, it doesn't look like to me.
But Oshani
is Zenzo. You know, why when I'm shut to look, Aksinatando, Sundalama Kamarina Kugile. That's what it has become. Mpo. You as Floyd right now, you've been publicly humiliated. Monumental failure. The checkmate, you thought you were checkmating, didn't checkmate. Instead, you got guazzard. Where to from here? If you're Floyd, what move, what announcement are you making today? And if it is the formation of a new party, is that the way to go?
You tell Kaya, you tell Radio 2000, you tell Metro, I'm available if you want
political. Actually.
Hey, guys, you're retirement. There's so many young, talented broadcasters who want to be on air, guys. This is not the playground.
No, this is not the playground. You're not taking us serious, Mpo, please.
No.
On a serious note, though, I think the idea, we spoke about it, the idea of forming a political party, not a good idea. He's not seen as a people's person, so that one is just not going to work out. But did he not say he is a volunteer with MAUSA or some organization like that?
A union.
Manda Ashu Workers Union.
Yes.
Some small
he said
union.
Something about him having time on his hands. So, to be honest with you, I really don't know what he would do, because Julius Malema recently was asked by somebody, please allow the prodigal son to come back home. Yeah. And Julius said, not going to happen. Right? He was very clear, which it's not going to happen. Do you go back to the ANC? That's also going to be a very difficult one. Would the ANC want you back? So, in short, to be angazi, go into academia, go consult, angazi. But in terms of politics, if he is announcing his actual departure, gupelil, it's done, according to me.
Now, Juliet, the ANC conversation people have been having, obviously the door is closed to go back to the EFF. The way he said Julius thuggery, gangsterism, he's not my brother. I don't think Julius, you know, I think that's where he changed his mind. Because initially he said the door is always open. Mm. But the manner in which you leave that door, you know, also says whether you can come back or not. Him joining the ANC, don't you think it's best? Because it's where he's from. He knows it. People will understand that the prodigal son has returned home. And it's a huge entity, as much as, you know, the votes are dropping, but they're still the biggest party in the GNU or in parliament. Isn't that a better place for him to go as opposed to this obscure party? Because it doesn't, then ANC wouldn't require his leadership skills. You know, as people say, he's book smart, but not
Not street smart.
Yeah, it doesn't have the numbers.
I'm going to go with what Mpo said, says about maybe joining a think tank or consultant, we'll academia, one of those, not broadcasting. Wait on that, right? Because it's like, let me put it this way. Going back to an ex, that's also problematic. They don't want you. We are forced, all right? And also going back to a party like ANC that is spoken against and them creating a manifesto that speaks somehow against what the ANC's manifesto says or believes, that's also a problem. It's like you telling me Mpo has these issues. I don't like Mpo's way of thinking. And then you go join Mpo. It will paint him in a light of you don't know what you want. How do we trust you then? It's just like being a flip-flopper as such.
I want to ask you, Katleho, do you think him joining this unknown, very small union will keep him politically relevant if that's what he wants to do? Because in politics, hey man, you disappear, people pretty much forget about you, especially if you disappear into obscurity. And is this a chance for him to showcase these leadership skills that he clearly thinks he has? Because if it's a small union you're joining, is he going to put them on the map? Is he going to build, help build this thing? Because they literally have like 47 following on Twitter. We've never heard about it.
True. So I think Floyd, as much as we all say, you know, he's not really a people's person. He's not like, what can I say? You know, those
he's not charismatic.
Yeah, he's not that charismatic type of leader. But I think what the work he did in the EFF speaks for itself. He did that groundwork, and I think he's brilliant at that. So perhaps the union space, if it is a small union and we don't know about it and so on, maybe he can really build himself from the ground again in a union space. And it would be one of those surprising successes if he pulls it off well.
Be like a Zwelin Zima Vavi type.
Yes. He can really, I think, because in the political game, I do think so many of politicians break away from their mother parties and then former party and they think, oh, it's going to work, and it doesn't. So he shouldn't fall into that trap, I think.
But I want to ask, are we not reading anything into the fact that you released a press release that at first had nothing on it? It was just, as you say, a screenshot. Then after that, you come back and you put out a press release that has MK colors. Is there something that we're not reading there? Because surely, if the MK had not approved of this, they're a very vocal team.
They would have
very
said.
Vocal.
MK did say that it's not sanctioned.
Did they actually come out and say?
Okay. That this is not a sanctioned presser that he's having. And it was clear from the first time around when the fonts were mismatching that this is his own statement that he's going to make. And then he changed that because now we can draw the assumption that he's definitely doing this on his own. He changed it to have a bit of MK colors. It's 6:23. I want to know from you, though, where to from Floyd for now? If you are Floyd and you've got this presser, where to from here? Should he get a job? Should he go into academia? Or agabuyele kaya
ngwanamani? Ah, Penduga. Floyd must not embarrass himself. Floyd today must tell us that he's leaving the EFF and he's forming a civic organization. You can call it whatever, South Africa's what, but something that will do for black people, for black South Africans, what AfriForum is doing for Afrikaners. That's all he must tell us today.
If you're really about the liberation of people, I agree with that. But then again, you know, politicians, it looks like they're just about, you know, earning a paycheck somewhere.
Hey, my daughter, I've never seen such ever. A national thanks for going. Hey, my daughter, I have never ever in my life seen such a thing. Floyd is honestly getting a national thanks for going. Hey,
This is where we say that he committed a career suicide. There is no way he's going to go and succeed. Like at this point, with him even doing this prayer, it's just him. You know, it's like you going away for a weekend, media totally the whole weekend, and then when you come back home, nama groceries and all that. That's literally what he's just trying to do. He's just trying to put a front, and man, it's just chai. I gotta retire, start a business, you know, be a teacher or something, because yeah, politics, it's chai for him.
I like how she says this press conference eyokuvala ihlazo, because one wonders, would it not have served Floyd to almost do what Dr. Ndlozi did? Keep quiet, lay low for a while, let everybody wonder what is happening with you, and then after ukoke umoya and possibly consulted with other people, then you decide on your next move, because now it comes across as though he's desperate, and that's not a good look either.
Doesn't look good.
Saul, I'm with him on this one. You take a break, man. Take a break. Man, this guy is educated academically. He has accolades and everything. Go be a professor, man, somewhere. Try something. Leave politics. I'm not like saying leave politics forever. He can be a good analyst if you've listened to Floyd talk about economics and everything. He's an intelligent guy. Stop. Leave politics for a little bit. Don't force things.
Floyd for me is like that guy, that girl who got passed around by a couple of guys. I go, oh, think how lonely I'm. Also, Tata and Zumfas. I go, I'm disappointed. I go, so I, Magasala Panza, relax. Really.
Ay, Buffett. Linda baga Floyd tiphelile, Buffett. Ichayile indaba baga Floyd, Buffett. Uyobuyela kuNC asiyenzani kuNC. Hayi, abantu beNC nabo bamfuna uBushiri. Abamfuni. So, ubuyela laphaya nje uyoyenzani. Akavule yakhe political party yakhe nabalandeli bakaBushiri. Bamlandele bonke bahlale lapha ekhonini babe nama-seat nyana ayi-2 eParliament. That's it, ayikho nje indaba baga Floyd. Floyd ichayile nje laba asimfuni vele thina ama fights angeza simfuni.
Just my little input on this. If Floyd joins another political party, for me it will be him just putting a nail in the coffin as to what I've always been assuming, that these people have got no interest of the community at heart, because you cannot go join the ANC or the EFF back at the EFF again, but you claim ukuthi they don't share the same ideologies as you, or the same views or beliefs or whatever, you know, you don't share the same goal, and then you go join them again. This makes me feel ukuthi ufuna ukudla kahle kahle. It has nothing to do about you serving the community. It's about where your next bread is going to come from, and if that's the case, then sad for him, man, because now you're misleading our whole community, making them believe ukuthi wena you care about them, when all you care about is politics of the stomach, ne?
Well, in his defense, look, we've seen him lately aligning to Mawusa, a very small unknown union. So maybe he's proving us, you know, you're right, that actually he is for the people, to liberate the people. That's a more respectable journey as opposed to joining another political party.
You know, if I were to have a one-on-one with Floyd, I would say to him, take time out, go and see a therapist, go and deal with some issues, because I think the intention he had when he left the EFF has not materialized. And now that has the potential, like it's like now a cascade of things just going wrong. Now, I think it's time to pause and then reflect a little bit. Just stop political parties, stop anything, go into hibernation, go and decide. Because the one move that he actually made, with good intentions, I'm sure, didn't work out. Just pause, stop, and go and look back. But joining up a political party, no. Starting one, no. Just stop, brother. The cascade is just going all wrong.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.